Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, with John and Ms. J. Yes, today we're going to have a really good guest today. His name is Mr. Quentin Watson, and better known as Mr. Easy. And look here, but before we go any farther, I would like to ask Ms. J if she would take the time to bring Mr. Quentin Watson on.
Absolutely. First of all, thank everybody for joining us, and thank you, Quentin, for coming on. I'm so excited to have you. But before we get started, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, a little something, and then I'm going to get started after you tell them a little bit about you.
Hello?
Yes?
Quentin?
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
So, what did you tell them a little bit about you?
I'm sorry, my phone went out a little bit. How is everyone doing? First and foremost, my name is Quentin Watson. I'm a resident of Chase City, Virginia. I'm the founder and owner of Cash Crew Entertainment, LLC, and also Easy Street Productions. I would like to consider myself a community activist. I'm fairly new to the role. I actually was a part of a youth awareness group as a teenager, and I was junior president, but I haven't really had much involvement over the years because the distancing of the activities and such provided for the youth. My community kind of shut down and kind of turned their back on the youth, so I'm here hopefully to bring back hope and faith.
Awesome. Now, you actually began your love for music at the age of 15. You started also producing at 21, so you've been involved in music for a long time. So to say that for you to take the time out of your, I would say, busy schedule, because you're also a husband and a father, what made you make that decision that I'm going to have a Stop the Violence concert event to bring awareness? What moved you to do that?
Well, I have to say over the years, where I'd say more so within the last decade or so, I've lost a lot of close friends and relatives to gun violence. And, I mean, it's been senseless gun violence. And just here recently in the last year, I've lost three fellow school friends of mine. I practically grew up with them, known them all my life, and lost all three of them to senseless gun violence. And the people were the suspects at the point. All of them are around or under the age of 18. And that was a real eye-opener to me, being 30-plus now. I'm part of the Dirty 30 Club. It took for me to get this old to realize, you know, a lot of things that the younger guys out here are doing now, they're doing it because my generation didn't step up. When we were 17 and 18, when they were 9 and 10 years old watching us out here, we didn't step up and take the initiative to say, hey, the things that are going on out here, y'all don't want to be involved in. There aren't any role models out here. So I felt like, you know, we kind of dropped the ball there, and now I'm reaching out to a lot of the guys I grew up with because I look at it like, you know, we should understand more than anyone because the guys that were older than us always tried to push us and keep us away from the streets and anything that could have you involved in trouble. But there's no one out here preaching that message to these younger guys now. So that was the gut decision of mine to step up and be like, you know what, it's probably best I just put myself out there. I don't want, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't like to keep secrets, and I don't like to try to be very private, especially when it comes to me being an entertainer. And at some point, I have to put myself out there to the world. So I figured this would be the best time for me to put Quentin Watson out there first and foremost, and that would help people get to know and understand Uzi a little bit better. But all efforts being made right now are mostly directly related to me losing a lot of close friends.
Yeah. I have a girlfriend in Los Angeles. She also has a Stop the Violence organization, Vicky Lindsay, and that was what she was saying, too, that even though we're of older in age, that there were still people of our age dying on the street, not just the kids, you know what I mean? And
yes,
and that was, like, eye-opening. That was, like, you know, and then you're losing babies, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, and she had a loss of her own. So when you experience that loss, there's a different, I don't know, I want to say, don't want to say passion, but I'm going to say, like, drive. Like, you got to get the word out because, you don't want no one to feel like you feel. You know, that loss is a painful loss. And if you can avoid someone else having to feel that, you know, I mean, that's priceless in so many ways, you know what I mean? So
yes,
I salute you guys because there's a lot of people out there that are doing that, and no one is acknowledging the grassroots people. You know, I have nothing against Black Lives Matter, but there have been a lot of people way before they even got started and are out there in those streets like Kansas City and Chicago.
Yes,
and they were out there before and still out there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
that people don't understand there's other people out there really hitting those streets and really working them. And I really salute you for that because you had a choice. So I really salute you. I make you very proud of you.
You know, Quentin, also, I would like to congratulate you on that myself. It's because a lot of people these days, they look at a lot of, you know, people that's in the younger people around your age bracket. And, well, I would say from 40 on down, if they into music, let's say rapping or whatever, well, then they look at them to where as though, well, you know, they're just troublemakers, or either they're not doing this for the community, not doing that for the community. So I am so glad you are putting yourself out and letting people know that, hey, because you own your own company, you know, Cash Crew Generals, and you are doing something for your community. You're not just a rapper. I don't know if you're a rapper or a singer, but you're not just into the music business. You are doing something for the communities. You are taking your music and trying to uplift the communities. And that's so powerful, man, what you're doing. You know, that is powerful.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. It's just one of those things I tell people now when they ask me, like, you know, even on down to my manager, and my supervisor at work, himself, after he read the newspaper article, he came to me and he asked me, "No, can I talk to you one-on-one?" I'm like, "Sure." And he sat down with me, and I'm looking him in his face, and I can see that he's tearing up. He's getting ready to cry. And when I see the first tear, I immediately think, okay, he's getting ready to fire me or something. This ain't right. We ain't never had a sit down like this. I'm in the back of my head, I'm trying to rewind my day like, all right, Quentin, what did you do wrong that you didn't realize you were doing wrong? This man's sitting here crying. But he goes on. He's like, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful, and I'm not trying to be nosy or get in your business, but obviously it can't be that serious if you put it out there, so I just want to ask. I was like, yes, sir, you know anything. And he said, you know, aside from you being arrested for what you were arrested for, prior history when it came to, you know, drugs in the streets. And I told him, you know, yes, sir, I would never look at you and tell you no, because I've always tried to be a man of my word and I've always tried to be honest. I don't feel like I need to hide anything from people. So I told him the reason that I put that in the article, I wanted that to be presented because it's something I wanted the readers to capture when they seen the article, not just read, okay, we know him, he's from around here, but get an in-depth look at my background, because a lot of people don't know me aside from my music. So I wanted to put it out there, and I explained to them, I wanted people to know that I'm not perfect. That's the first thing I want people to know, because a lot of times in cases like this, when you're stepping up and you're advocating for a good cause, people are just going to always try to find a reason to knock you down or bring you down or try to discourage you. So I told them, I cast stones at myself before anyone would have a chance to reach for the ground, if that makes sense.
That's right.
I wanted to put myself out there because I felt, like I told them, I felt like if I presented it myself, that wouldn't give anyone the opportunity to come back and rewrite the story how they want it to be told.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
you know, well, we all done then, you know, then did some things that we not proud of, or
exactly.
that if we would be able to go back, we would do it another type of way. You
Most
know,
definitely.
Or oh, don't do it at all.
You see,
Quentin, it's not what you did, it's what you're doing now.
What you're doing, exactly. And that was the whole goal of me putting that out there, so when people can have that split second to reflect on, like, well, God, I never knew him to be that kind of guy, and that's because I never carried myself that way. It's a stereotype, and I told him, you know, it's nothing that I'm proud of. But I'm not ashamed of, because what I went through taught me a lot of things, not only about the world and life and people, but it taught me more so about myself. And like I explained to him, man, when you go through some of the things I've been through in life in the short period of time that I've been allowed, God has blessed me to be here, you
mm-hmm.
have to learn a lesson. There's no such thing as going through what I've been through and you still don't understand where you're going. You have no direction. So I feel great being able to say, hey, listen, I'm not perfect. I had a pretty bad past. But this is what I'm doing now to try to change that and see to it, don't nobody follow in my footsteps.
And that's awesome, because you know what? It also can give someone encouragement. It's like it could be another cat who just don't know what they want to do, right?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They go, wow,
exactly.
he's doing what I did. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? So, okay, I can, you know, stack, you know, let's be realistic. I can stack my money and get out the game. You
exactly.
know? Because, you know, I mean, we're going to be honest, because people are not going to just walk away from big money. You
no,
know,
ma'am.
Because a hustle is a hustle. So you got to be honest.
Right.
So, you know, maybe they'll give her a vision. Okay, well, maybe this is not my end. This could be the beginning of me starting my beginning. You understand what I'm saying? Because people, you know, I say all these kids, they're out here selling dope. They're doing this and doing that. But I'm not in defense of that, but this is the truth. People make money the way they know how to make money.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you're not taught how to go out and make money correctly, or the opportunity is not there for you to go out to make that money, but you're still hungry, you're going to make your money.
Going to make your money, exactly. And that's the message
that's
I
right.
want.
So
okay.
you're giving them an
okay.
option, and I appreciate
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, let me take this time right here to to let the audience know, if you want to ask a question or elaborate on something, please press 1, and I would let you in. Okay, and I wanted to ask Mr. Quinn, could you please tell the audience a little bit about your concert, your benefit concert to stop the violence, where it's going to be, and also what it entails of, what you're going to be doing over there?
Yes, sir. No problem. Well, next coming Saturday, February the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m., we'll be hosting a Stop the Violence benefit program and small mini concert. We're going to have a lot of live performances from some local, even some out-of-town performers, singing, rapping, you name it, music of all genres. It's going to be an all-ages event. We're going to have a couple of poets, hopefully a few guest speakers. I actually reached out to the NAACP, and they're going to send a couple of speakers down. And on my behalf, they actually reached out to our former President Obama, Mr. Obama. So hopefully I get a reply on that before the event, because they were asking me if I could get a rain check on the date just in case. And I told them, you know, if he can't make it, if he agrees to come, if he can't make it to this one, I'll throw one next weekend and every weekend after that until he can make it here. But seriously, I'm just
Love
that
it.
Dedicated, because I feel like it would be a good look to have Obama come to little old Chase City to speak to the people directly. You know what I mean? But, it'd be in Chase City, Virginia, at the Rob D. Lee Building. It's located on 2nd Street in Chase City. We'll have a $5 donation admission at the door. The proceeds from this benefit, there is no personal gain for me or my company or my partners. All the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds from this event will be donated to 5 children. The 5 children of the 3 recent homicide victims in the form of scholarships or savings bonds. We also have some sponsors coming in from out of town that I deal with personally. I'm a spokesman for 2 mentoring and counseling services, one being Kenyus Elite Youth out of Lynchburg, Virginia, and also Save Our Future Incorporated right here in Chase City, Virginia. So they will be on site They'll be doing interviews for possible clients. If you need to talk to anyone about any kind of counseling services or just need someone to talk to in general, they will be there to provide you with anything you need. I'm going to have a couple of local organizations that are going to be present. There's going to be a few vendors there. I have tables set up with information. I was hoping to be able to do a job fair the same day, but I chose to make that a separate event. But right now we're accepting donations. We have a GoFundMe page set up at GoFundMe.com/StopTheViolenceBenefit. You can also search it under my name, Quentin Watson, Quentin being Quentin. And we're really looking forward to just having a great turnout. The entire town should be coming out. The mayor, the vice mayor, the entire town council, all of our emergency services will be in the building. The state trooper department was invited. It's good. I'm hoping it's going to be a great turnout. I didn't realize till last night when someone informed me, hey, Quinn, you know that's a CIAA weekend. And I'm like, oh, man, here we go, a distraction. But hopefully we still have a great turnout. And like I said, it's an all-ages event. Everyone in their family is welcome. Bring the kids out. If anyone wants to perform, we actually still have time slots open for people to be able to perform, or anyone wants to speak or read a poem, just contact me. I can be reached at 434-210-7184. Again, that's 434-210-7184. And I can also be reached by via email at measy914@gmail.com. We're also offering sponsorship packages with free advertisement. Also, anyone who makes a $50 donation or better will be enlisted as far as the presentation for a presenter and also a contributor to the scholarship. So your name of your brand and or your company will also be placed on the scholarship as it's presented, and we'll also be doing a video drop commercial to do a personal thanks to anyone that makes a donation. And also I'm going to be giving out personal shout-outs on my upcoming EP that will be coming out in March, personally thanking everyone that contributes, not just to this program, but to the movement in the whole. Like it was mentioned, this is a nationwide movement. I just decided to do my part in my location, and hopefully I can build on that. If there's anyone out here doing the same, I would love to connect. I'm all for networking. I just feel like this is something that everyone and their grandma should be involved in, and I actually thank you guys for having me on the show today to be able to present it. I want to personally challenge all my young black men out here, all my young black brothers. This is a personal challenge. I'm seeing too many single mothers out here. I'm seeing too many kids with no way. I'm actually starting to see parents that are feeling lost because they don't know what to do or what to say about the children that they have brought into this world. A lot of us were raised by a certain standard with principles and morals, and a lot of us have neglected those morals, me being included. So this is my second chance. This is my turnaround. I'm challenging all my young black brothers out here to do the same. I don't care, man, whether it's your child, your brother's child, your little cousin. If you see these kids out here doing something they ain't got no business or doing something that could lead to trouble, be the bigger man, be a man, and speak up. That goes the same for my young ladies. There are too many young mothers out here. There are babies out here having babies, and it's simply because there's no one out here encouraging them to do something better with their time. I just wanted to deliver that message, and I'm going to do my personal part to make sure that that message is delivered.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot.
This is what
you
I'm
know,
talking about, man.
It's a very touching and emotional, you know, close personal subject, so sometimes I can't get carried away.
But
you know, you make some valid points, you know, and you know what, and sometimes brothers and another brother to tell them, you know, like a lot of young guys come to John for a lot of different things, you know, because they need that man, you know, even if you got you can have a great mother, but it's something about that boy being able to have that man-to-man conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it doesn't take anything. You know, I just want to say that because sometimes as single moms, we think, you know, that's taking our space, you know, because I was a single mom, you know, like, you know, that's my son, you know, I got this, but, you know, sometimes we're just not enough, and we got to be humble enough to say we're not enough.
That's right. We do have a caller, want to either ask you a question or elaborate on something. Let's let him in.
Absolutely.
Caller, could you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right.
Hello.
How you doing, Tommy?
Hello, how you doing, Mr. John and Miss Jay? And she's special guest there. Hello there. Look,
hey,
Mr. John, I'm sitting here with my son Tommy Jr. and my future daughter-in-law, and you know, and I can appreciate what the young man is doing in the neighborhood, because there are so many things that are going on, and I think so too that we need to be more mindful and making a role model for our kids, you know, because the young man mentioned about how lots of times we see things going on in the neighborhood that where the kids are falling off, but we're not quick to step in. And I appreciate that, and I like to see us make that more important in our lives to make sure we keep eyes on the youth and encourage them, you know, and then when we see them falling off the track, go to them and get them back on track there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Very good point, Tommy. Very good point. You know, and it's so much of that is going on right now around the United States, and especially in disadvantaged community. In other words, the black communities.
Yeah,
we definitely have to do something. And Mr. Quentin, he was definitely on target. Well, you say it a lot, man. But also,
yes.
Mr. Quentin, I wanted to ask you another question. You are an entertainer, and tell the audience how it was with working with Chris Brown, Trey Song, Juvenile, Old School Legends, and all of these big time artists. How was it working with them?
It was honestly my first actual encounter. I mean, my first actual encounter since I've been forming and started taking my music serious. I opened up for Chubb Rock. He's an old school rapper, one of the legends from old school rap. I still pump Chubb every day, and I opened up a show for him in Raleigh, North Carolina. And say at the time, I had no idea who he was. I knew about the song. I knew about some of his catalog, but I couldn't put the picture, the name, the face with the music. And from that point, it kind of gave me a jump start to have someone like Chubb Rock be like, man, you know what? You got it. You need to stick to it. Do it. I kind of went from there. And from that moment, I started taking my music a little bit more serious. I encountered Chris Brown through a mutual friend. Well, actually, my cousin went to school with one of his cousins. And I just happened to bump into him at a 5-on-5 pickup game at a VCU in Richmond, Virginia. And we sat down. I rapped a little bit for him. He took down my number, went and looked at my MySpace and such. He's actually been a great friend and mentor all along the way. And I know a lot of people will hear that and probably think to themselves, well, if you know Chris Brown, why aren't you famous by now? But that's not the role I took when I got into music. You know, I'm a fan of music first and foremost. It really didn't become a career thing until I started having children and I started developing a family and realized, you know, it's going to take more than just a 9-to-5 unless you have a solid 9-to-5. But as far as everyone else, Trey Songz, I worked with him real close. He was actually in the process of landing me a deal with Interscope Records, but it kind of went south because the paperwork wasn't right and they were basically trying to put me on a chain. That kind of went south. I worked with Juvenile, like I said, Juvenile, Pastor Troy, Diplomats, Cameron, Jim Jones, Jewels. I mean, the list goes on. I've done a lot of opening shows, a lot of showcases. You name it. I've been pretty much involved with a lot of major artists since I pretty much started. But there's nothing I ever let get to me. I try to remain humble, and that's the way I look at it. So I respect the fact that, you know, people in my community know all these things, but they don't treat me any different, and I really appreciate that because I feel like my community should be somewhere I'm always comfortable and I can always be. I don't ever want to – my mom used to tell me when I was growing up, you never want to leave home feeling like you can't come back. So I felt like, you know, before my time came, if my time were to come, because I've been getting a lot of phone calls and emails lately from a lot of major labels and A&R. So I feel like, you know, if my time ever came where I had to take that step away from Chase City to do bigger and better things for myself, I always wanted to look forward to the day I could come back. Maybe my kids could come back, you know, and it'd be somewhere they'd actually enjoy being. So my music has just been my jump drive for everything I'm doing right now. But I don't plan to give up the music anytime soon. I may fall away from the mic, but I'm rooted in the music business.
Tell the audience a little bit about your company. And how did you get your name, Mr. Easy?
Well, I'm going to say both. All of those are interesting stories. But Cash Crew General was a brand that I developed in high school back in 2001, 2002. It was very premature. I graduated and I went and started taking classes to work on getting my bachelor's degree in business, which now here it is, almost, well, 10 plus years later, I'm finally a semester away from finishing. So hopefully I can get that notch under my belt. But it's just something that I worked on over the years. And when I actually started getting a little bit more recognition with my music, the first thing a wise man told me was, you know, you are a business, you are a brand. So you might want to go ahead and step up and make sure that everything is legit on the legal side, because you're going to have all kind of people coming at you out of the woodworks telling you what they can do for you, how they can help you. And a lot of times they're trying to get some out the process. So Cash Crew Generals was something that I started. I worked on for years. I was finally able to get to the level where I can make it official. Easy Street Productions, I started that when I was 21 years old. And I started making beats and started working with a lot of local artists and even a couple of artists throughout the region. And it's just been love ever since, man.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love indie artists, though. I know because especially a lot of the indie artists that are coming out now, they are really conscious. You know,
yeah.
You know, they come up, you know, even if they still got some gutter music, they still doing something in the community. You know,
in
they
the
tell their story the way they tell their story. You know what I'm saying? But I really
yeah.
like the indie movement right now, that a lot of the artists that are coming out and first of all, they're owning their own business. You know, they're CEOs of their own music. You know,
yes,
and
ma'am.
That's awesome. They learn the business and the game. So that's great. But on top of that, they're also staying conscious of where they came from. And
exactly.
trying to make that better, too. And I've not been seeing that a lot because we've had quite a few indie artists, you know, on the show. You know, like you were talking earlier about, you know, you're going to start a garden with some young kids and in the community, you know, and things like that. I mean, stuff like that, that's really major. I mean, I know people say they think they don't have time, but, man, we got to start making time for the kids because that's the future.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make time. Definitely got to make time, man. Time moves
yeah.
pretty fast. Things for no one.
Before we went on air, we was talking, and you were saying something about next week you're getting some kids and clean the community, one of the streets, or make a garden. Explain to the audience what you're doing next weekend with the children.
Okay, yes, sir. I linked up and connected with my local Chase City Planning Committee, which I didn't even know existed till like 2 weeks ago when I actually went to the town meeting. But I linked up with them. We did a lot of talking, and we tried to come up with a strategy, something small to start with the younger kids, and that was their focus, was younger kids, which I told them I look forward to them, the ones that are a little bit older. But they came up with a great idea to start and nurture a butterfly garden right in the center of town.
Oh.
Actually, it's right next to the venue where the company stuff is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then, well, anyway, we only got a minute and 30 seconds left before we go off air, okay? So I'm going to ask Ms. J to close us out.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for coming. I wish you much success with your event. We really appreciate you coming on the show. Somebody's in the background with a loud noise.
Yeah.
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 So thank you for joining. We appreciate everybody joining us today. And again, quickly, we wish you success with your event and your career.
Most definitely.
John?
I really appreciate it.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Quentin, for coming on air. Okay. And if you have something positive to say to the audience, you got 20 seconds to do it. Go for it.
Brief, short, and sweet, man. Be conscious. Be aware. Get out here. Make a difference. Play your role. These kids need us out here. There is no future without us. There's no future without the kids, but we have to provide a road, a path for them to follow to build that future. Get out here and be active, man. Peace and love.
Peace
All right.
and love. Have a great evening,
Peace
everyone. Thank you for
okay,
joining us.
Okay, with that said, good night, everybody, and everybody have a beautiful afternoon. Thank you. Good night.